Everybody, Andy here again. Today I got a message via Facebook from a friend of mine, one of those internet friends that you have, over there in Canada. And he happened to say that he was driving home the other day in his car, listening to the CBC, I believe it is a Canadian Broadcasting Company Corporation, the particular radio station. And they were talking about Beatles tribute bands, and to cut a long story short, they were interviewing one of the members of one of these bands, and during the course of the interview, he happened to mention my name. Now, as you can imagine, my friend was probably rather taken aback by this, that somebody he knows via the internet, and knows my real name, obviously, via Facebook, hears me mentioned, and knows that I live in Europe and in England, and it was all to do with sort of festivals and that type of thing. So, and it's one of those frustrating things, isn't it? Your 15 minutes of fame comes up or whatever, and you can't access that material. I've asked for more information, and hopefully you can give me a bit more information about what the program was, what time it was on, etc., so that I might actually be able to hear it at some time, because there's nothing more frustrating than that, isn't it? I always remember, you know, there's the old Andy Warhol thing about, you know, everyone gets 15 minutes of fame, and there was an old punk rock guy from England, actually lives not that far from here actually, a guy called Reckless Eric, and he said, knowing my luck, when my 15 minutes of fame comes up, I'll be in the toilet. And that's just exactly the sort of thing that happens, isn't it? So when your 15 minutes of fame comes up, it's not in England, it's not in your hometown or anything like that, it happens to be on Canadian radio. But that, in some ways, is the nature of everything that we're doing here. Okay, that is something that's real life for me, something to do with music, etc., that I do here. Who they were interviewing, I have an idea, and I might be able to contact them and find out. But nowadays, but through all the internet stuff that I do, certainly, and all the people that I know on here do via Audioboo, via YouTube, via Twitter, Facebook, any of these particular sites and blogs, etc., your fame, if you want to call it that, any inverted commas, your voice, your thoughts, whatever it is, that material that you put out there can be accessed and is accessed all over the world. I've recently put an application onto my blog, which is called Flag Counter, and what that does is it tells you the unique amount of visitors that you get to your blog and who look in it, so they don't sort of duplicate themselves all the time. But it also shows you what countries they come from, and also within the countries, like the States in America or Canada or other places like that. And it's amazing how many countries that people actually read your blogs or watch your videos, something like that. You can access that same sort of information for YouTube and that as well. And there's people in Botswana and, you know, literally all over the world reading what you're writing or watching what you're putting out there, your vlogs. You touch people right across the world, and sometimes it takes a bit to actually realise that. And it's only sometimes when something tangible, like my friend over there in Canada, sends you an email or a message via Facebook, and I heard your name on the radio, Andy, in Canada. There you go, food for thought. So your fame, 15 minutes, might be anywhere in the world, probably nowhere near where you live. There's the thoughts for today. Thanks very much. Goodbye.